cliffcentral.com.
Yeah, man, just like that, we are live on hashtag VOOV Central on DSTV channel 196 and, of course, in the VOOV app. And today we've really, we've pulled out all the stops because we have a legend in the building. He knew he was a legend early on, though. That's why he called himself Professor, as if he'd like, from the beginning, he was the most clued up person you could find in the room. Professor in the building. What's happening, sir? How are you?
Number one.
Are you good? One. Are you winning?
Yonkin.
You've been busy so far this year because you dropped an album in January.
Yes.
And obviously, like a guy like you, I mean, December is perhaps the busiest month and time of year for somebody like you. So you've been busy the past few months. It's not like you're starting the year now. You've been on this 2018 train already, right?
Sure.
Yeah. How would you go about introducing Professor to somebody that had never met Professor before?
I would say, when you think of any street boy from the township who expresses himself very well, Ngetalia Sekasi, fast and slower beats. I grew up in the province of KZN. I'm just the ordinary guy that you just meet in the street.
Yeah.
And Jay, I was surprised you take pictures with you and maybe hear some gimmicks and maybe use them.
Yeah.
And but in a very nice way.
Do you think that you've been incredibly successful in SA music? Because you're speaking about it like you're just some random guy, but you're really not, because there's lots of random people that are not nearly as successful as what you are.
I never pictured myself in this position, obviously, so I still don't think of me like that successful.
Really?
But the other part of me says I am successful when I look at people that I've worked with, people that I've maybe discovered, features I've made, biggest songs I've done for other people. But when it comes to my music, I still don't rate me that, you know, to that level. Yeah.
Even though you've had some of the biggest songs over the past few years, you've put people into gyms, you've done all sorts of things.
Sure.
You don't think that you're particularly that massively successful, which I guess is good. Who is it in your life that taught you to be humble? Because you come across as very humble. And not to sort of get carried away with other people's views of you, but to maintain true to who you were years and years ago.
I think it's where I come from, my family. I'm from the family of 13, same mother, same father. So I grew up sharing everything that I had. I don't remember myself going to a shop, maybe my mother buying me stuff for me only. So we shared everything. You wake up in the morning, someone took your shoes and you can't complain, you know? So I think that humbled me a lot, like to be able to share your ideas and anything that you have. And fortunately, Jesus guided me to at least whoever I met here in Joburg when I first came in 1987. I met up with Spikiri and Oskido, and they just treated me like their own, you know, brother and what. So I think growing up in that environment, Galawa as a youngster, someone they can send anywhere, someone they can call and say, I'm busy working on a project, Yamafigizolo, or whoever. Mm. Can you come and assist? So it taught me a lot to stay focused and humble. And I think I'm getting the good reception from this.
Absolutely, I mean, Kalao, we speak about, and it's an institution. I mean, it's an iconic brand. It's been around for so long. And, you know, new people come into the music sort of industry, and, you know, hip-hop is on the rise, and everyone's speaking about hip-hop as sort of the biggest genre in SA, so on and so forth. But what do you think it is about Kalao that has, you know, taken it through the years? It wasn't just sort of a one-hit wonder thing. It's not like it was a phase. It's an institution for great music in SA. What do you think it is that's made it so successful for so long?
You know, before I could join Kalawa, I was a fan also. You know, there was stable like 999. Jonina had his own stable, and Du had their own stable.
Yeah.
But there was this special thing about the guys at Kalawa. They would just introduce an artist, and you could see Tina's fans would feel that that artist is ready now. They can drop an album for that particular artist. But I think they give you time to shape you up. To, like, there are some other things involved in the music business.
Yeah.
They don't just say you're talented and then studio time, we're dropping your album. They also look at your character. Can you handle this and that and that? Because they've been through that. They're, you know, township boys, you know. So it happened to me as well. I got there and I saw, they told me it's not my time. I could see even the, before they told me, I could see I'm not ready yet. So I can continue writing as a ghostwriter. My time will come. Oskido always sang that song to me. Professor, your time is coming. And that didn't put pressure on me. I felt like for the fact that I'm here, I'm welcome here at Kalawa. One day is one day.
And that day has come in recent years. Hanging out with Professor on VOOV Central. Got a couple of questions coming through in the VOOV app. We're going to ask those in a second. But it is really, really cool. I mean, you speak about the days of like 999, of Mdu's label, of Joe's label. And Kalawa's just remained successful throughout that. And the big difference really in music has been the internet and digital. And what do you think the internet and social media and that, how has it changed your musical career? Everyone now with a data file hosting.
I hate saying it, but I think that's one thing my company, Kalawa Jazz, me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say they didn't see it coming, but we, I mean, we were brought up in a very old-fashioned style, you know.
Yeah.
Like, we still believe in those hard copies and, you know.
The research check, yeah.
You know, I don't know, but I think they were too slow. Like, they didn't see it coming early. But now things are changing. Oskido's on these online things, you know, everything. So me, it caught up very, 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 very big time with me. Because, like, if I can tell you, since the beginning of my career, I've never done interviews.
Really?
Yeah. So
and now you feel like you have to.
Yes, I have to. And I'm very, very late. So I'm not even used to these things now, these social media things. But I'm trying.
But, I mean, you go onto YouTube and your stuff that you put out is racking in, like, the hundreds of thousands upon millions of views.
Someone was telling me that, you know, I see that song Lento doing about more than 5 million views. But I someone mean,
it's
uploaded.
Insane.
Yeah.
It's not even you necessarily that's uploading it. You know. It's crazy.
So, that's why they always say you must go to school for these things. Yeah. Well, I'm old school, yeah.
Has this business of making money out of music, has it been difficult for you to figure out how to make money out of it, and at that, a lot of money?
On behalf of all the Kwaito guys, I speak on their behalf. I think there's a difference between someone who's entering the industry with knowledge and, you know, knowing that this is one and two and three. After four, I would be like this, and they give themselves time frame or something. We get in the music business as quite an artist. Like, you trend and you get booked, you get shows, and if money is enough, you buy a car, build your mama a house, or buy your own or something like that. We're not that much schooled about, you know, this is your business.
Yeah.
You know, I challenge my brothers out there, because this is hip hop.
They're making money.
They know
how to do it. And they know how to spend it and how to save it and how to do all of that.
I think that's a challenge we have as Kwaito artists.
Let's check out some of the different questions coming through on hashtag VOOV Central. So a lot of love for you. Do you see all these gifts that are popping up on the screen? And if you look at us live there on DSTV 196, on TV in the corner, there's hearts. And I don't think you're short of any fan love, though. I have a feeling. So Spiwe says, hi Ari, everyone has got a story about Ubani. Do you find that as well? Everyone has a story about that piece of music?
I'm lost a bit.
Everyone's got a story about... I think we could even expand it and say, everyone's got a story associated to one of your songs.
Oh, yeah.
Do you find that...
Lento, I think. Yeah. I think they meant Lento. Yeah, basically, that song, it's so close to my heart. You remember, I was working with the guy called Tizozo. Tizozo and Professor Project. So when we broke up, it was not nice. It was very sour. And that's a very song that I recorded after the meeting, like, with the directors at Kalawa, that, no, we can't continue working on the project. It died off. I mean, we grew up, because it was just... a street, you know, gimmicks sort of vibe. So after that meeting, that's the very first song I did, and it is so deep that it relates to anyone in the creative industry.
Yeah,
because it says, as much as people like are crazy about you, the way you write or you, the way you broadcast and stuff like that, but you know deep inside that there's a greater power. You can't just take that credit, you know. It belongs to someone else.
Wow. Sibu says, I'll always be a Professor fan. Here's a question from Sibu as well. Does Kalawa have talent scouts going to provinces for talent? Because you must get this a lot, that everybody wants to be like you. But, I mean, what is it that somebody can do to cut through everyone else? You did something that got you to the level that you are today. Mm. We have a country filled with young people that want to be in music. There's not enough seats for everybody at the table.
Yes, yes.
So how do you really cut through and get attention in this day and age?
Like you were saying, this social media thing can
assist, you
know. Yeah. And another thing, which is the most important thing, I saw at Kalawa when I came there. I saw some talented people coming and staying there for a week and they never came back. I think also you can't be talented, and it goes with personality as well. People have to feel your spirit, you have to have that clean spirit and the way you present your art to those you need help from, you know. So these youngsters, sometimes they come to you, hey professor, hey, I have songs for you, I can do it. So you don't give them too much attention like that. I think they should just find a way. I would say old school way was better, because you would meet with Speaky Roman or Oskiro and they would just look at you and judge you. Okay, this one we can work with.
Yeah, yeah.
Talent alone cannot work.
What is it? What is the next step in your musical career? Do you think about this a lot? Where you want to take it to? What the next goal is? When you've been so successful and you've had songs that, I mean, are incredibly noteworthy and that people are very, very familiar with, how do you figure out what your next step is in your own personal growth musically?
I just started a recording company, which also serves as A&R for Kalawa Jazz, because I sign artists and then eventually they link up with Kalawa. I don't want to think out of what I'm doing now. When I look at people like Dre, they grew within the business.
Uh-huh.
When I look at our very own Black Coffee, the way he's made it, you know, I still think there's too much that I can offer. You know, because for now, you can just book Professor, you give him that much, and then that's it. But I don't have much to offer because of how much I've been paid. I just want to grow myself, you know, come with a live band, you know. Just explore and do those intentional features and stuff like that. So, because as a Kwaito artist, you only get a booking now. You get that, what 30K or 50K, and that's it. So you can't bring your sound guy, your percussionist, let me go and rock. And so like that thing has been killing our genre.
Mm.
But I just want to change that a bit, and I'm on that mission already.
And sort of a stronger focus on the performance side of things and bringing in the budgets that you can do these bigger shows.
Yes.
Let's talk about this album for a second, composed by Jesus Christ. Why are you smiling?
I know where you're going.
No, you go there for me. I don't have to go anywhere. So tell me about the album, the title, everything.
The title is, I think we spoke about it earlier.
Yeah.
But I'm giving credit to where it's due.
Cool, yeah.
The album is, it's a Professor album. Remember, I think it's been 4 years of me not releasing anything.
Yes.
But I've been doing features.
Lots, yeah. So, and successful ones.
And those successful features helped me compiling this album, because, you know, I introduced some styles. Like, there's a new trend now. There's a new style coming. Mapiano, they say Mapiano. There's a song I did with K.O. and Jonina.
Cool.
It's on the tip.
I've been K.O. and Jonina on a track.
The legends.
That must be our whole thing, yeah.
Yeah. So it's basically my sounds. I'm not afraid to try a new sound, you know. There's this big sound now called Gom, you know. Yeah. It was there a long time. I think one of my albums, I had a song like that with Busiswa.
Hmm.
But then it wasn't well introduced. So I'm not afraid to try new things. I don't think Kwaito will die off anytime soon. It's just the matter of it evolves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Slower beats sometimes, faster beats, you know, that and that.
Just a different packaging each time.
Yeah.
We're hanging out with the professor on hashtag Vuv Central. We're going to wrap the live broadcast on Vuv DSTV 196 and the Vuv app in a little bit and continue the conversation on cliffcentral.com. Let's have a look at some of the different messages coming through here. Official Big Sam says, how much do you charge for a song with you?
I don't remember myself charging.
Wow.
All these features I made were just free.
Wow.
It's just a trade. Maybe one day you'll come up with something also.
Okay, very, very cool. And then Sibu says, I do all sorts of genres and I'm looking to get signed. Is Kalawa strictly for Kwaito and house artists? You see, you shouldn't have said that you're doing A&R now, because these are the questions that are going to come. So now you get these questions. But do Kalawa just do sort of Kwaito artists?
No, we're very much diverse.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have people like Nogwazi, they do Afro. We have AB Crazy doing hip-hop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we have Avante now. I just signed Avante. Avante is a gospel group.
Cool.
We just want anyone who's unique.
Dope.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And don't think you come there and knock there and say you're talented. We must see you doing your thing and then we scout you.
Dope.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Professor, we're going to continue the conversation on cliffcentral.com. Thanks so much for hanging out on Vuv and DSTV 196. More with Professor on Cliff Central, other side of this. Yeah, man, it's Heavy K teaming up with a professor. It's called Umoya on Kelman on Cliff Central, and he's in the building. And professor's like, you play the full song here. Yes, we do, bro.
Yeah. Pick up to that.
We play the whole thing.
Sure.
But this is the thing. You always give like an 8-minute cut, and then I always feel sorry for the radio stations. They have to figure out how to get in on the hook, bro. Yeah. Why do you do that?
There are parts towards the end that you just don't want to cut.
So they must just deal with it.
Yeah.
We had such a dope hang with the professor on hashtag Vuv Central, which is of course live on DSTV 196, plus in the Vuv app, which is available in the Google Play and the Apple App Store. Now we get to go a little bit more one-on-one. In a bit, we're going to hear new music from Professor, brand new. Plus, he spoke about a collaboration with Joe, Nina, and KO called Birthday that we're going to play in a sec. It is all on the other side of this. Kelman on CliffCentral.com. So we were speaking about this move to Johannesburg, Professor, that you did in 97, right?
Yeah, yeah.
1997, and then you went back for a brief period,
yeah.
A couple of years. But you've brought the Durban sound and the Durban sort of feel to, even though you've lived in Johannesburg now for a long time, there's still a lot of KZN elements in your music.
Yeah.
What do you think it is? How does one describe what the KZN sound is? What is the Durban sound?
I always refuse to say it's a Durban sound.
Yeah,
because
okay.
When it all started, I remember it started at Kalawa. You know, there were songs like Current by Speaker. You know, I started like rapping on faster beats.
Mm.
And it happened, I'm from Durban. So people assumed it's a Durban sound. It didn't really start there, per se. But then, you know.
People want to box it though and say
yeah,
that
they
it
wanna,
is
yeah,
that or
yeah.
Whatever.
I remember I had this very huge conflict with Zex Bantwini. I hope he's listening. Remember when he came with El Volvo? Yeah, that project was so big, but they started calling it Durban Kwaito music. And I said, no, this thing is going to catch up with you guys. You can't just localize it, you know, like put it there, you know. South Africa is too huge, you know. This is Kwaito. Don't say it's Durban Kwaito. Open your arms so that, you know, you don't, because this will catch up with you. One day people are going to say, no, now we're tired of this Durban Kwaito music. Now we want the real Kwaito, which is happening now. People think now that you're from Durban. They think you're related to Qom. Not all of us does that music, you know. Yeah.
What do you think of young people coming into music that get very successful very quickly? And I mean, you must see them when you go to the different shows and that, and you're on the same bill as maybe someone who's 19, 20, has a massive song. Do you think that young people that make it really big are handling their fame well, or are they quite kind of wrapped up in it?
Most of them, yeah. Most of them, yeah. Losing.
And can you see it from a mile away that they're wrapped up
in it? You can see it. Some won't even greet you. They just go past you.
But
you
you're
know?
A professor. I mean, you are the reason they are doing what they are doing.
Yeah, but there are some good ones. I think they come from very good families, yeah. I think, yeah. But we understand because we don't come from the same backgrounds. You know? Maybe someone was just like that before the music career, you know. But we try. Sometimes some listen, you talk to them, brother, now you're in this stage now, you have to behave like this one too, and you know.
Who do you really like locally that's pretty young, that's on the sort of come up?
There's quite a few, eh? But can I mention maybe two?
Yeah,
three?
Go for it, yeah.
I always heard people saying things about AKA, like, it's what, you know, people can be negative sometimes. But it's surprised, to my surprise, any time, any given day, whenever, even if he's in that section of VIP, before I could see him, he would come to me and greet me and tell me things and tell me how much he respects me. Sometimes I cry because I do not see myself like that, you know. And also, Casper, this one time we were shooting a video, a Ricky Ricky's video. It took about an hour. He was trying to explain to me how much he feels successful when he looks at me.
This is Stay Shining.
Yeah, we were shooting that video. Yeah. Like, when he looks at me, he feels like, you know, he's real and he's doing it. And so I inspire him in a way. Yeah, so it's good to hear that coming from the youngsters.
Well, those are two of the biggest names in sort of younger music in South Africa at the moment.
Yeah.
But I mean, this whole business of you, and you spoke about it in the VOOV broadcast just now, like not thinking that you've done very well, and that you're not like this massive artist. It's very odd to me because when you are like flicking through TV channels and you're on like all the hit songs for a consistent amount of time, or when you go back to KZN and people are probably like packing the streets because they're so excited to see you, or when you're playing a gig and thousands of people know the lyrics to the songs, I don't know how you don't think then that you've been somewhat successful.
I don't know how to put it. I'm not saying I'm not grateful for that I've made it this far, but I still think there's too much in me that I can just share with people out there and
I think
offer.
It's so cool.
Yeah, I still feel like, you know, yesterday alone I was at Black Coffee's house.
Yeah.
We were just going back, you know, thinking when we met in 1996.
Huh.
When we met, they came to choose. I was already here. I used to come here like weekends and stuff. We signed up with a company called Mel 2000. With the likes of the late Busi Mhlongo. You know, we had this big dream, and when I look at him, I'm like, he's there and he's living the true life that we used to, you know, fantasize about, you know. So one day I will pull through. As he was taking me on the tour in his house, I was like, my brother, I'm happy for you, not for what you have now, but for what you have achieved, you know. You've earned so much respect in South Africa, and I just want to do that. And he told me, just like how we met, I told you the same. What you're telling me now, I told you way back. So your time is coming.
Have there been days that you've wanted to give up on this? And how have you worked through those days if you've had them? Or has there never been a doubt that this was a thing? It doesn't seem to me like you're the kind of guy that gets very frustrated and upset and wants to leave something and like stop pushing really hard at it. But inevitably, everyone has those days where you think, like, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? It seems like nothing's working with me here in order to achieve this dream. And it can be frustrating. And how do you overcome that?
By the grace of Lord, there's one thing that I have in me. Some people blame me for it. I can't hide anything. Like, if I don't feel I don't like what you're doing to me, I tell you straight. If it takes me to fight with you, we fight. Because I don't want to sleep thinking negative of anything that I'm planning to do. I just want to clear things up now. So when I wake up tomorrow, it's a brand new day. I've never in my life reached a point where I felt like, you know, stopping everything or maybe whatever. Because this dream that I had, that I asked from God, was to be successful and to be celebrated by many and to do positive things to change other people's life.
Yeah.
And it's given me just that. So why would I give up on something? Or maybe because of some other forces? No. I've never reached that point, not yet, and I don't see myself reaching it.
Who outside of yourself knows you the best in the world, in your life?
As much as I do open up to everyone, I do open up. It's easy to understand me, but I still think Oskido has a way of understanding me. Yeah. He knows me, like, seriously. He knows. We have that relationship, like, him and Speaker, we have that relationship, like, not as an artist sort of a relationship. Because I stayed in his house, you know, before. Yeah. I could be professor. So he can see when things are not going well for me, and he wouldn't even ask me. He'll just take me out and let's have a few drinks and stuff like that, and things are sorted. So even if it's tough for me, I just call him and I don't say anything. You just read it. No, there's something wrong with you. And
yeah,
my frustrations, it is a way of, you know, dealing with them. Because those times come, you know, as an artist. Sometimes it can be dry. Sometimes it can be very, you know. I think he understands me the most.
Hanging out with Professor and coming on Cliff Central. We're going to play this song now. You teamed up with K.O. and Joe Nina. It's called Birthday. Tell me a little bit about the track before we take a listen.
Yeah, before last, I hosted a birthday on Umlazi, Eyadini. I invited Joe Nina because I worked with him in the 90s. I invited him and other artists.
Yeah.
To my surprise, he came on stage, he played the song.
Huh.
He did a song, a special song for my birthday. So I kept it until I invited K.O.
Dope.
And then it's a song that came out on the album.
And Joe was actually here the other day, and he was speaking about how he's like getting to terms with hip-hop and how he's figuring out the beat and so on and so
forth. Yeah,
so
yeah.
He's like, he was telling me also, hates now that he must be on Facebook, doesn't understand what does this mean, and Instagram and Twitter, but he's like, he's moving with it, because he's also just dropped a new album.
A new album, yeah.
Alright, more with Professor, other side of this. Hellman on CliffCentral.com. So, you've dropped the album. January was the month of dropping it. We spoke about it on VOOV Central. It's called Composed by Jesus Christ. What are the plans for 2018 for Professor?
Pushing the album, definitely. And also push more, one or two or three of my
new artists.
Yeah.
Very cool. Are you a busy guy? What does your average day look like? Like, what have you done today so far?
I'm a very lazy guy. Yeah. One thing I can tell you, though, I don't sleep.
Really?
Even if I'm not working on my album, I'd go to the studio still and chill with the guys. Sometimes
really?
Assist, sometimes produce, sometimes write.
Dope.
And end up sleeping around 4.
4 in the morning?
And my day begins at 10.
Wow.
Every day, almost every day.
And, okay, and I mean, do you exercise? Are you conscious of what you eat? Are you just...
I'm very old school with these new diet things, but I do exercise, yeah.
Okay.
I play soccer sometimes.
Oh, dope. Okay.
Yeah, I'm very good. I'm like Dr. Kumalo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so you could have been a soccer player if you weren't a music superstar. Producer Palesa, I know that you're a huge Professor fan. We were super excited when you said that you're going to be on the show, and I know that you were here earlier today just to make sure you knew where it was, everything. Any questions you got for Professor?
How does he keep his private life off social media and stuff? Like, because we never see any scandals.
There's no Daily Sun articles. Yeah, what's happening?
I'm very principled. No, the thing is, I don't see a point to introduce things to fans that they're not, you know, that doesn't really, you know, concern them. You know, they know me as a professor, as a street boy, as a singer, as a what. So why must I, like, feed them with other things? So
yeah.
I want to keep it like that.
Keep it clean.
Yes.
Yeah. Any other questions?
No, he must just keep doing what he's doing.
I know, right?
Thank you.
Yeah, making great music.
Yeah.
Making great music. Well, listen, it's been so cool having you in. And what a musical icon you are. And it's great now that you're in a space where you're paying it forward and giving other artists a platform as well.
If people remember one thing from this interview, and we've hung out now for about 40 minutes, if they remember one thing, what's the one thing that they should remember?
They should remember that they should follow their dream. They must be true. They must know what they're praying for. Hmm. And they must see it when it's there. And they must just give credit where it's due.
Take it. Professor, thank you so much for stopping by. We're going to play the track now. It's called Brand New.
Brand New, featuring a lady called Faye.
Very cool. Yeah. Anything else you want to tell us about the track? Did you record this at 1 o'clock in the morning? I feel like you record a lot at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. It's one of those. It's a love song. It reminds people, married people, to renew those vows.
Yeah.
Tell your person how you love them, you know, how you appreciate them. It's just a love song, you know. Nothing much.
There you go. Yeah. All right, it's called Brand New, but Professor is not acting like he's brand new. So thank you so much for stopping by, Professor. What an honor.
Thank you very much. CliffCentral.com.